Easy come, easy go. Judges 18:22-26.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
When they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men who were in the houses near Micah's house gathered together and overtook the children of Dan. As they cried to the children of Dan, they turned their faces and said to Micah, "What ails you that you come with such a company?" He said, "You have taken away my gods which I made, and the priest, and have gone away. What more do I have? How can you ask me what ails you?" The children of Dan said to him, "Don't let your voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows fall on you and you lose your life with the lives of your household." The children of Dan went their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. This narrative is very realistic, isn't it? Here we see that the people of Dan stole Micah's entire welfare, and then they turned around and asked Micah, "What ails you?" Obviously, the people of Dan were able to overlook their guilt and act like nothing was wrong with what they did. After all, they had the priest. This really is how false religion works. True love, righteousness, and morality isn't there at all. All that is left are priests, props, and rules. Micah might have thought that he had a great business going the day before the people of Dan came, but he discovered that there were businessmen who were more powerful and ruthless than he was. I discovered from the wisest man that there are two ways to gain wealth. One way is through hard work, and the other through acting violently. Here's what King Solomon teaches us in the Bible. Proverbs 11:4. "He becomes poor who works with a lazy hand, but the hand of the diligent brings wealth." Proverbs 11:16. "A gracious woman obtains honor, but a violent man obtains riches." Proverbs 2:22. "But the wicked will be cut off from the land, the treacherous will be rooted out of it." Proverbs 13:11. "Wealth gained dishonestly dwindles away, but he who gathers by hand makes it grow." Micah may not have realized that he was being violent by deceiving people and making them think that he was a religious man. Perhaps this experience caused him to realize what it was like when someone took it upon themselves to speak for God and take everything he had. The property that he had originally stolen from his mother ended up being stolen from him. It's so important that we pay close attention to what God's Word really says, and not follow our own opinions about God. What we think about God doesn't change reality. As you can see, knowing the truth is what actually makes a difference in the end.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.